Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. We appreciate you downloading it. And if you would, follow us on Facebook. That way you'll know when Jody goes Facebook Live, if you like our page and follow us, just like that. That's simple.
Today's After the Show podcast is our gift to moms. It's our tribute because Mother's Day weekend is here. It was so funny. We had a little moment at the table this week when Taylor stopped at the house for Taco Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And we all sat down to eat. And Phoebe was like, so, Mom, I'm working Sunday. You know, she waits tables at a brunch place. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm working Sunday. So is it okay if we, you know, do our thing like Sunday evening? And I said, of course. And Taylor was like, what? What thing? And yeah. It's like, it's fine, baby, but it's Mother's Day. That was a really, and she was like, oh, yeah, right, it was. It was such a cute thing. I don't expect them to keep up with that. I don't.
Well, and she's self-deprecating with her sense of humor, right. So she laughed immediately.
She's like, it is. That was all part of the thing. Yeah. So cute.
That was to throw you off.
So cute. But I do want to tell a little story that just touched me recently, and it is a reminder that a mom is always your mom. And I'm sure that you have examples, Sam, with your mom still being very motherly and in your life. And no matter if you've lost your mom, Murphy, like you have, I mean, she was always your mom, no matter what.
Totally.
This is such a sweet little thing that happened. So I've been trying to spend one day a week with my mom, just to spend a little time with her extra. We shop together. We go have tea or coffee or just an hour together. We've been doing that. And one day I went out there, and I say out there, she sort of lives in the small town that I grew up in, not far from you, Sam. And so I'm out there, and I go shopping first. I'm like, I'm going to be at this store if you want to join me, because she was doing some stuff. And so I was in the dressing room, and she texted me, I'm on the way. And I'm like, do you have any water? If you have water in your car, I'm so thirsty, because I was so thirsty. Mm-hmm. She says, no. And I said, okay, well, don't worry about it. We'll get some. I texted her, we'll get some. I get out of the dressing room. I walk in the store and I find her, and she hands me a bottle of water that she stopped at the store and got for me on the way there.
That's sweet. That's
such a mom thing to do.
That's a mom thing to do.
And I did recognize it. I don't expect it. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Did you tell her that's not the brand of water you drink?
No.
Go back and get the right one.
That's what you would have told Judy. It was so cute because it was the gas station and had the gas station. But it was just so cute. Like, thank you, Mom. She knew I needed it. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. When our girls need something, you know, I'm the first one to do. On those Sunday mornings when Phoebe is working and she gets up and Murphy, she calls it too closely and she's about to leave or she'll be late. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you haven't eaten anything. She goes, no. And I'll run into the kitchen and grab a muffin and hand her a water. Like, please. Because I can't stop myself from being a mother. And it was just cute. My mom to bring me water.
I think that is why moms, grandmothers, of course, since they're moms do the same things. I think about my grandmother was the type who always made sure before you walked out the door that you had food. You need something for dinner tonight.
Right.
I mean, she into her 80s was doing that sort of thing, and it was just so sweet. And of course, I mean, she's long since passed, and my mom's been gone now for 7 years. She passed away, but I still think about all the times that, even as an adult, if there were a problem,
when
you get into a conversation about, you know, this is going on at work or whatever, my mom was the ultimate defender of everything. Mm-hmm. Even though she was very strict on us growing up, that same fierceness that she had in protecting us too.
For you.
If anything was right, exactly. She always wanted to make sure that you know, that we were taken care of. And so she wouldn't be afraid to step into anything that she needed to step into. But what is ironic about that to me is because she was a very intense person. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of little sayings that she had that still run through my head today. And I know.
Can we share them?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah,
we actually can share these, or this one. But, you know, but I hear her voice when I hear anybody say this, don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm. Oh.
And my mom sweated a lot of small stuff. She really was. Maybe when she got older, she didn't. I think maybe as we all get older, we finally realize, okay, that's just not that important, and you let go of it. But she would say that very frequently, and that was her advice, you know, in later years to me. But she was a small stuff sweater throughout my childhood, pretty much.
Oh, man. What about you, Sam? Does your mom still mother you?
There's nothing I can think of. No,
she brings huge bowls of potato salad.
Yeah. Oh,
she does. If I get on the phone and I don't sound right to her,
yes,
then what's wrong? What's the matter?
Oh, you know. She also sends you cards in the mail, doesn't she?
Yeah. My mom's thing that will stick with probably me and all the kids, her grandkids forever, is, do you need a dollar for the bridge? And I'll explain. In New Orleans, for a while, the bridge across the Mississippi had tolls on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we lived on the West Bank. So whenever you'd visit mom, you know, me alone or me and the kids, it was always, you need a dollar for the bridge, the toll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, I have money.
You have a dollar. Yeah.
But it didn't matter. It was always, you have a dollar. And sometimes my dad would just come up and say, here. And give me the dollar, because it's like, she's going to ask you, just take the dollar.
The interesting thing about this, from a mom's perspective, and I'm a mom, when they're younger, like, you know, teenagers, kids get tired of momming them, because their natural place in life is to break free from that and not have somebody do that. Do you need a dollar? Do you need this? Do you need water? Do you need a muffin on the way out? It feels too much. It feels like too much. But the truth is, it's a mom loving you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you understand that when you are an adult. That's why my mom bringing me a bottle of water the other day was so sweet to me. If she'd have done it when I was 16, I'd have been like, ugh, fine.
For,
you know?
For the dollar, it's mom loving me, but it's turned into a family thing now.
A joke.
Because, you know, if I say, I'm going to visit Mimi, and Sammy will say, you need a dollar for the bridge? They don't collect tolls anymore, so it's like, it's really just stuck with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, to wrap the thought on Mother's Day for Sunday, for this weekend, we were saying today in the show that, you know, moms of little ones especially need the escape. And it's still true. I always will stand by that. One day or a few hours where they get to, you know, no one needs them just for that moment. But I think the reason that is because women are naturally more emotion driven, and so they carry the emotional baggage of the family more naturally. Not that men don't, but a mom always knows when something's wrong with you and can tell in your voice.
Yeah.
Because she's always carrying, like, if your child is having a bad day, you're having a bad day. And it's very hard to stop doing that.
Sure.
So,
I don't know that you ever really do stop doing that once you become a mom.
Yeah, you don't when you become a parent at all, but happy Mother's Day.
Are we going to sing the song? M is for the many things. Okay,
you can sing it.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.